From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Delegations from Russia and North Korea may meet on the sidelines of an economic forum in the Russian city of Vladivostok next week. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Russia and China propose returning the situation concerning North Korea to negotiating process and stressed that Moscow insists any U.S. resolution on North Korea should not include military action.
We will definitely promote a necessity to stress that there are no alternatives to finding solutions through negotiations and to stress that there is no military solution to this problem.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley has called for a Security Council vote on September 11 for new sanctions against Pyongyang. President Donald Trump says he will revisit the decision to end a program that shielded nearly 800,000 young undocumented immigrants from deportation if Congress doesn't act within 6 months on the issue. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer took up the challenge.
Congress has an ability and obligation to act, which is why we today are calling on Speaker Ryan and Leader McConnell to immediately put the DREAM Act on the floor for a vote in the House and Senate.
However, lawmakers have been unsuccessful for years in their efforts to revise substantially the U.S. immigration policies. A Dutch Navy spokeswoman says that Marines who flew to three islands hammered by Hurricane Irma have seen a lot of damage but have no immediate reports of casualties. The Category 5 storm made a direct hit Wednesday on the island where the Dutch territory of St. Martin is located, though the scope of the damage isn't immediately clear. For additional coverage, visit social media for Voice of America. This is VOA News. The European Union's top court dismissed complaints on Wednesday by Slovakia and Hungary about EU migration policy, upholding Brussels' right to force member states to take in asylum seekers. Julian Satterwhite has the story.
It's the latest twist in a dispute that broke out 2 years ago when over a million migrants poured across the Mediterranean. The eastern states have refused to accept refugees due to perceived security risks after a raft of Islamist attacks in Western Europe. But the ECJ ruled that the EU was entitled to assign them quotas of mainly Syrian refugees relocated from Italy and Greece. Hungary is furious at the verdict. Richer EU members, including Italy, say the eastern states can't opt out of the refugee relocations. Rome has called for non-cooperative states to be punished with a reduction in their EU funding. While the EU has sought in vain to come up with a compromise, the court ruling may force Brussels' hand.
Reporter Julian Satterwhite. Kenya's Electoral Commission has announced changes in its top personnel to oversee the new presidential election.
Six officials have been appointed to run the new presidential election ordered by the Supreme Court after it nullified President Uhuru Kenyatta's victory on August 8th. The new appointments appear to be in response to opposition leader Raila Odinga's demands for reform to the commission before the new vote on October 17th. Kenyatta's Jubilee Party objected to the changes, claiming in a letter to the commission chairman that nine of the people listed on the project team for next month's vote are people known to be partisan. However, the letter gave no details. Odinga did not immediately comment on the changes to the Electoral Commission. His spokesman Dennis Onyango said the National Super Alliance Coalition would announce its position later.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Turkey will provide 10,000 tons of aid to help Rohingya Muslims who have fled violence in Myanmar. Speaking at a meeting at his ruling AK party in Ankara, Erdogan said he spoke with Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi on Tuesday. He said Turkish aid agency TIKA was already delivering 1,000 tons of aid to camps for the displaced. Around 150,000 Rohingyas have fled northwest Myanmar to Bangladesh since violence broke out on August 25th when Rohingya insurgents attacked dozens of police posts and an army base. The ensuing clashes and a military counteroffensive have killed at least 400 people. UN human rights investigators said in a report that Syrian government forces were responsible for 20 chemical weapons attacks, primarily against civilians, during the past 4 years. The panel based its findings on interviews with witnesses, victims, and medical workers, as well as satellite images, photos of bomb remnants, and reports. President Bashar al-Assad's government has denied using chemical weapons. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.